today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most High. Dear brothers and sisters, listeners of today's special, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which concerns social interaction in Islam. Salaamu Alaikum. Today, Thursday, is the 9th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Ar-Rum, verse 21.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون.
And of his signs is that he created for you from yourselves mates that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who give thought.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The issues of love and mercy, in fact, are the clay and the adhesive substance and the constructional materials of the human society, because a society is formed by which one of the individuals of human beings, like a huge and glorious building, which is made of bricks and pieces of stone. If these separate individuals and those different parts do not relate to each other and combine with each other, there will not appear society or a building. He who has created man for social life has provided this necessary relation in his soul too.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone. Anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
We're speaking about social interaction in Islam. Today's special says it is interesting to note that in its social program, Islam has paid attention to matters which are not heeded by people and to which they do not attach much value, whereas it is these delicate details which produce great results. For example, the simplest relations of people with each another are chance meetings in the street, on the bus, in the mosques, and schools, and other such places. These contacts seem very important to some people. whereas in Islam, this same context should take place under such conditions that may produce kindness, attachment, and friendship. Islam suggests that these simple contacts should be made with cheerfulness, greetings, and, if possible, with handshakes. The Prophet of Islam said, "The worthiest person with God and the people is the one who salutes first."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about social relations in Islam and what are the recommendations of Islamic teachings in this regard. Contemporary psychologists have considered this council of Islam to be a secret of success in life. Albert Hubbard said, "Whenever you go out of doors, draw the chin in, carry the crown of the head high, and fill the lungs to the utmost. Greet your friends with a smile, and put soul into every hand clasp." Again, Dale Carnegie said, "Actions speak louder than words, and a smile says, 'I like you, you make me happy, I'm glad to meet you.'" A Chinese proverb says, "A man who has no smile on the face should not open a shop." Another important matter which has been emphasized in personal encounters by the leaders of Islam relates to warm handshakes. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "When one of you meets your Muslim brother, you should greet him and shake his hand." Elsewhere, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "In your meeting and encounter, your salutation and greeting will be complete when you offer to shake hands and to greet the traveler by embracing." So the first step in the establishment of good relation in a Muslim society is to meet each other in a friendly manner, in normal encounters, and set up this contact on the basis of sincerity and affection. After this stage, we come across Islamic injunctions recommended to Muslims, namely having a heartfelt love for one's co-religionist brethren.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
One of the acts recommended and forbidden in Islam, which are deeply effective in social relation, is forbidding derision of others. To make fun of a fault is to criticize something which is not voluntary or removable, such as the derision of an indigent by a rich fellow, or that of an ugly person by a handsome one, or a weak by a strong one. This ugly act of making fun of others sows the seeds of hostility in the heart, since the victim is humiliated in the presence of people and is sorely offended. The Holy Quran says in chapter 41, verse 11, "O you who believe, let not one people laugh at another people, perchance they may be better than them." One of the indications of the trend of the holy imams towards building good relations with others is that they instructed their followers to gratify others by treating them leniently in matters of humor and disposition. This part is entitled Indulgence. According to an authentic tradition, Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, is reported to have quoted the Holy Prophet as saying, "My Lord ordered me to accommodate people with the same fortitude that he ordered me to have in obligatory religious duties." On the other hand, there are some traditions that can be taken to mean that secluding oneself and steering clear of social activities and associations with people could be the most preferred course one might adopt. Imam Ali is reported to have said, "Blessed is he who confines himself to his house, eats the least food possible, weeps for his sins, tires himself, and others are free of his annoyance."
People who are put in solitary confinement, they actually have, and this is a survival mechanism that's built within us. When you're alone, when you're put in solitude, when you're in solitary confinement, your brain actually has to invent and create imaginary companions. That's why people talk to themselves, that your brain realizes that you're breaking down and that you need human interaction, and your brain actually creates imaginary friends and companions, and you start to talk to them and you start to believe that they exist. You do that because if you don't, you won't survive. You'll have a complete breakdown. Now, when you look at the Islamic tradition, human interaction, social interaction, is not just a matter of physical survival and emotional survival. It's actually much deeper than that. In fact, human interaction, living a healthy social life, is an integral part of our spiritual development. So there's a spiritual component to human interaction and to socializing. In fact, we have a famous hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is a hadith that is widely transmitted in the books of hadith, and it's mentioned in Sunni hadith collections as well as Shia hadith collections. It's a very well-known hadith where the Prophet says, "La rahbaniyata fil Islam." There is no monasticism in Islam. Now, what is the meaning of rahbaniyah? Rahbaniyah is a religious practice whereby a person essentially isolates themselves. They seclude themselves from the wider community and they devote themselves to worship. And they have very limited interaction with the public. You know, they you know, in the way that monks live, they have their monasteries, they live there. They live very quiet lives so they can focus on worship and spiritual exercises. Now the Prophet says, "La rahbaniyata fil Islam," that there is no such thing in the Islamic tradition. Islam categorically rejects this idea that seeking nearness to God, that the most effective way to attain nearness to Allah is to isolate yourself.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to us. That was all for today's special. Till another episode and the continuation of this topic, have a nice time.
so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark.